Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Good morning, everybody. This is Julie Cayley, broker owner of Merced Homes Realty, located at 920 West 18th Street in Merced, California. We're located in kind of the middle of California in what we refer to as the Central Valley. I sell real estate in Merced, Stanislaus, Mariposa, and San Joaquin counties, which those kind of make up the core of the center of Central California. So I'm very familiar with all of those markets. And again, my name is Julie Cayley, and my broker license number is 01412616. You can find me online at www.mercedhomesrealty.com, and that's spelled MercedHomes. Realty.com, and you can send me a message through my website or shoot me an email through there as well. And you can reach our office at 209-385-1200. So that is all the information about myself. And really what this episode is geared for is for me to share information with the public about buying and investing in HUD homes. I am a local listing broker for BOB Resources here for the Merced and Mariposa County areas. And so I have been listing and selling HUD homes since 2010, if you can believe that. So over these past 7 years. So I've gotten quite an education on the ins and outs of HUD homes and how best to go about financing them, looking for them, acquiring them, and all of the issues that might come up along the way with a HUD home and purchasing a HUD home and the escrow process and all those different types of things. So my goal today is to share that with you all, and I really appreciate you listening in. And this message is really for anybody looking to buy a home in our area, whether you're looking to buy a property for yourself to live in, or whether you're an investor and you're looking to buy a home that you can acquire and maybe do a little bit of rehab work to and rent it out and keep it as a buy and hold property, or whether you're looking to be a flipper and purchase a HUD home and get in and do some repair and rehab and make it shiny and pretty and put it back on the market for a profit. So all of those things are allowed with HUD homes as long as it falls within their time frames and their guidelines. So that is what I'm hoping to share with you guys today. So again, in buying and investing in HUD homes is our topic today. And again, my name is Julie Cayley. So whenever I do a training course or class on HUD homes, or if I talk to somebody about HUD homes, the number one thing I like to start with is, what exactly is a HUD home? And the way that we can identify what a HUD home is it is should be clearly stated on the MLS that it's a HUD home, either in the public description or the agent remarks, or some MLSs have a special category where we designate them as HUD homes. But you will also notice a sign writer hanging from the yard sign that says HUD home, contact the agent of your choice. And then you may also see what we call an all-in-one window sign, which also designates that this property is a HUD home, and it's posted inside the house in a window so that it can be visible from the outside. So if something were to happen to the yard sign, then it would still be identifiable as a HUD home to the general public. Also, myself, when we advertise our HUD homes, we clearly mark them as HUD homes. So all of those different ways will give you a clue as to which homes are HUD homes and which are not. Okay, so that's how you can identify one, but what exactly is a HUD home? Well, I'm just going to share the definition from you right from the broker handbook that BOB Resources, who is the asset manager for HUD in California, provides us. So a HUD home is a home that has gone into mortgage default with a loan that is insured by the Federal Housing Administration. This is referred to as a HUD home. When this occurs, the lender takes possession of the property and conveys ownership to HUD. HUD then sells the home through their asset management contractor such as BLB resources. A HUD home may be a single family house, a townhouse, a condominium, a mobile home, or a multiple family attached home up to 4 units. So that gives you an idea of what a HUD home can be, what types of properties HUD has or could have in their inventory. And it's really any property that could have qualified for an FHA loan can has the potential of becoming a HUD-owned property. Okay, so the property goes into default. HUD is not the one who forecloses. It would be whoever that mortgage company was, whether it was B of A, Wells Fargo, Chase, or anybody who you've gotten a loan through, they foreclose on. And if that was an FHA loan and had FHA insurance on it, that bank would then redeem their insurance policy with Housing and Urban Development, and then they would convey the title over to HUD, and it would become a HUD home. So any real estate broker that's registered with HUD or an agent working for a registered broker may facilitate the sale of a HUD home. All brokers must be registered with HUD prior to submitting the electronic bid. So unlike some other auction websites out there, the buyer cannot go on and directly submit an offer for themselves. They do need to go through a licensed real estate agent or broker that has been registered with HUD. It's a very simple process for brokers and agents to register through HUD. It doesn't cost anything. You just have to provide some documentation to HUD, and sometimes it does take a couple of weeks, so it's a good idea for brokers to have that done so that when that property comes available that you have an agent or a client that wants to make an offer on, you're ready to go. And that does need to be redone every year as well with HUD so that they can keep your information current. Okay? So, but anybody can make an offer on behalf of their client as long as they're registered. So who can purchase a HUD home? Well, the good news is just about anybody can purchase a HUD home. It could be an individual, a company, a HUD-approved nonprofit, or a government entity that can secure financing or pay cash for the property. People that are excluded from purchasing a HUD home would be local listing brokers such as myself, my affiliates, owners, managers, employees, sales agents, brokers, and family members and business partners of the aforementioned are prohibited from purchasing any HUD homes. Employees of HUD contractors or subcontractors and their family members are also prohibited. Purchasers, selling agents, and selling brokers are all required to sign a conflict of interest certification if there's any potential conflicts of interest. Okay? So HUD does take that very, very seriously. They just don't want any conflicts. They want to be very transparent about that. So there are actually 5 different categories or classifications or types of buyers that HUD considers. One is the owner-occupant, and the second is the investor. The third is a good neighbor next door. The fourth is a government entity. And the fifth is a nonprofit. So for our purposes today, we're going to focus on the first two, which is the owner-occupant and the investor. And I know it might sound fairly straightforward as what an owner-occupant versus an investor is, but believe it or not, I do get this question quite a bit. So I do like to go over the definition and the criteria provided to us from BOB Resources regarding these two different types of buyers. So the first one is an owner-occupant. This is a person or persons who plan to live in the property as their primary residence for at least 1 year and have not purchased another HUD home as an owner-occupant within the past 2 years. These are pretty straightforward. A person who plans to live in the property as their primary residence for at least 1 year and has not purchased another HUD home as an owner-occupant within the past 2 years. An investor purchaser is someone who buys the property as a second home or as an investment, or who does not otherwise qualify as an owner-occupant. So an investor purchaser is someone who buys the property as a second home or as an investment, or who does not qualify as an owner-occupant for some other reason. Okay, so that's a very important distinction in HUD's eyes, an owner-occupant versus an investor. And they have different time frames from when they can submit their bids, and they also use a slightly different contract. So it's really important that you understand if you're going to be an owner-occupant or an investor, okay? Because, again, HUD takes that very seriously. So when a HUD home is first listed for sale, priority is given to owner-occupants, nonprofits, and government entities. The duration of this exclusive listing period will vary depending on the property's FHA insurability. Okay. If the property is being sold as insurable or insurable with escrow repairs, the exclusive listing period is 15 days for owner-occupants, nonprofits, and government entities. Bids received during the first 10 days are considered to be received simultaneously. The initial bid review is on the 11th day of the exclusive listing period. If there's no winning bid, bids continue to be reviewed on a daily basis until the 15-day period ends, at which time it enters into the extended listing period if there are no winning bids. So when it goes to the extended listing period, that means it's open for all bidders, including investors. So that's really important when you're looking at a HUD home to see what period it is in. Okay, and that's going to be available on HUDHomeStore.com. And we'll talk a little bit more about that in a minute. The third and fourth categorization of the insurability is something called UI, which is uninsured or uninsured 203K eligible, which is abbreviated UK. For these properties, the exclusive listing period is 5 days for owner-occupant purchasers, nonprofits, and government entities. So they would open the bids on the sixth day. And at that time, if there are no winning bids, it would then go into the extended listing period, which means that it would be open to investor bidders at that time. So if it's uninsured 203K eligible, then there's a 5-day waiting period for owner-occupants, and then on the sixth day, it opens for investor bidders or all bidders. Okay. Bids received on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday in the same bid period will be considered as received simultaneously during that period and reopened on the following Monday or the next business day if Monday is a federal holiday. So that gives you an idea of the time frame. Investors, again, can submit bids on all properties during the extended listing period. HUD will pay up to 3% for the selling agent's commission. It's a negotiation, so it's really up to the selling agent to enter in their compensation. You cannot enter in more than 3%, but you can enter in less if you so choose if you're an agent. HUD will pay up to 3% of the gross purchase price and closing costs for owner-occupant purchasers only that are considered to be reasonable and customary in the jurisdiction where the property is located if submitted as bid. So it has to be asked for with the bid up front. If you are in need of closing costs, then we need to make sure that that gets put in at the very beginning when your agent submits your offer, because there is no going back and renegotiating once that bid is accepted. Once an offer is accepted, then the contract and paperwork is finalized, and the buyer does have an inspection period. Now, it's really important to remember that all HUD homes are sold in as-is condition. HUD will not make any repairs to the property. They will not guarantee or make any representations or warranties to the condition of the property. So once the purchaser is also encouraged to have a professional home inspection performed with the utilities activated within 15 days after the contract has been accepted and signed by HUD, all inspections, tests, and written assessments are performed at the purchaser's expense. So it's up to the buyer to go ahead and do that. The 15-day inspection period only applies to owner-occupant purchasers. Investors may inspect the property but will forfeit their EMD, their earnest money deposit, regardless of the inspection results if they cancel their transactions. Okay? So the 15-day inspection period for owner-occupants. And for investors, they can inspect any time, but it's not a contingency. So that's really important to know. HUD has a very, very strict as-is policy. They're all sold in as-is condition. They will not do any repairs to the property, and they will not allow the buyer to do any repairs to the property prior to close of escrow either. You cannot move in early to the property. You cannot make any repairs to the property or improvements to the property or store any personal property at the property prior to the close of escrow either. Okay, and that's a really important distinction. And HUD checks on their properties on a very regular basis. And it is important for you to know that if you go over there and you're storing stuff in the property or the unit, that they're going to see that, and that could be grounds for termination of contract. So it's really important for you to take that seriously. HUD makes those rules, really for a reason. And in all reality, it's really for the buyer's benefit as well. You don't want to store some stuff over there. The house is vacant. It gets broken into, and things get stolen. You're upset. Everybody's upset. So it's really in the best interest of both parties. Next, what I want to do is go over the different financing types available for HUD properties. So a HUD home can always be purchased using cash, conventional, or other special financing. However, FHA offers financing options that are tailored to HUD homes. There are many variables that are taken into consideration when the disposition of a property is created. The condition of the property, as reflected in the FHA-approved appraisal and the property condition report, weigh heavily in determining its insurability, although other factors may be considered. When the disposition of the property has been established, the property is listed at the fair market value and will reflect the appropriate financing acronym. It is vital that real estate agents have a clear understanding of the FHA financing types and the corresponding acronyms. The first one is IN, or insurable, FHA 203B. So these are properties that are going to qualify for a standard FHA loan, which is also called an FHA 203B loan. These represent properties that do not have obvious minimum property requirements repairs. Okay. The second one, insurable with escrow, FHA 203B with repair escrow. These are properties listed as IE. They qualify for 203B with a repair escrow financing. This disposition represents properties that have repairs which must be addressed post closing. Okay, that means after it closes, these repairs need to be done. They can't total more than $11,000. The necessary repairs are itemized in the disclosures found on the addendum tab of the property details on HUDHomestore.com. Any repairs listed are an estimate. The buyer would be responsible for getting their own contractor bid once the property was in escrow. The repair escrow amount is the financial responsibility of the buyer. Repair escrow is never a credit to the buyer from the seller. So the buyer can finance in those repair escrows with their FHA loan. If the buyer is not getting an FHA loan, then they don't need to worry about these repair escrow, okay? This only applies to FHA 203B. The next one, uninsurable. These properties listed as UI or uninsurable do not qualify for FHA 203B financing. Typically, they have NPR repairs exceeding $10,000, or they don't meet the FHA guidelines for some other reason. Typically, these are cash purchases or conventional or some other non-FHA type of financing. And the final one is UK uninsurable 203K eligible. The properties listed as this status do not qualify for a standard FHA 203B loan. However, they may qualify for 203K financing. And what an FHA 203K loan is, it's a rehab loan for owner-occupants. Okay, many lenders offer both standard FHA 203K and streamlined 203K. So that's a great option if a HUD home needs some repair work and you would like to finance those repairs in and that you're an owner-occupant. So really, really good option for owner-occupants. And I would say that in my own experience, about 75 to 80%, maybe even 85% of the HUD homes that I've had over the last 7 years fall into that IE category, insurable with escrow repair. And HUD recently raised the escrow repair limit from $5,000 to $10,000. So that does cover most properties, which is really great because it does allow the majority of our properties to get financed with FHA loan, which is wonderful if you're an owner-occupant buyer. Now, if you're an investor buyer, you cannot do an FHA loan because I'm doing good, thank you. Thank you. Because it is only available for owner-occupants. It is not for investors. So you'd have to find some alternative type of financing or pay cash or conventional loan as an investor, okay? So a couple of last things to consider. HUD typically requires a low earnest money deposit, and it is generally $1,000. And if the property is under $50,000, then it would be $500. So that is a pretty low amount compared to what a typical seller would want or another bank would want. So that is a great advantage for owner-occupants and investors as well. Okay, so that's something to consider as well. Last thing I wanted to go over with everybody is the actual website where you can search for HUD Homes, and that is hudhomestore.com. And I'll spell that for you. It's HUD, H-U-D, Home, H-O-M-E, Store, S-T-O-R-E.com. And on hudhomestore.com, it's very, very user-friendly, so anybody can go on there, and you can search for HUD Homes throughout the whole entire country. So all you have to do is put in the state or the county or the city or the address of the property you're looking for, and then it will come right up and get you that information. And once you find a property on there, you can scroll through the tabs horizontally and see the different information about the property, such as who the contacts are, the map and driving directions, any addendums with information that HUD might have regarding the property, copies of forms that may be required. There'll also be property information as far as bed and bath count, the insurability, what the listing period is it exclusive, is it extended, what those time frames look like. So it really is the hub of the HUD Home disposition, and it's called hudhomestore.com. Now, of course, in our area here in the Central Valley and Merced specifically, all of our HUD Homes get listed on the local MLS as well. So if you're searching on the local MLS, the HUD Homes will come up. But HUD Home Store always has the most up-to-date information on the property. So it really is your number one resource. And if you go on there and just kind of spend some time, you know, looking around there, you'll find all kinds of things on there. And you will also see that it's got some different types of things that you can do. It's got mobile apps that you can download. It's got safe searches so that we'll email you any new properties that come up. It's got the ability to search throughout the whole United States and all the territories to find properties. It has information for brokers about registering to be a HUD approved selling broker. It's got information for the public about if you're looking for a real estate agent or broker that can write offers on HUD Homes for you, going to find a broker. It's got property contacts tabs. It's got general HUD news and resources and all kinds of really great information for the consumer as well as the agent and the broker. So it really is a wonderful website, and it really is very user-friendly and easy to navigate. So I just always like to kind of leave you with that information. So again, that website is HUD, H-U-D, Home, H-O-M-E, Store, S-T-O-R-E, .com. And, you know, since we're wrapping this up, I will just share with you, we actually do have a HUD home available in Merced right now. So I'm going to go ahead and pull that up and share with you that information. The address of the property is 3375 San Luis Rey Court. That's 3375 San Luis Rey Court in Merced, 95348. It is a property that has been on the market for a little over 15 days. So it is actually in the extended list period, which means it's open for owner, occupants, investors, and all bidders. It is priced at $202,000. It is a three-bedroom, two-bathroom, just shy of 1,600 square feet, 1,693 square feet, and it was built in 1974. And for those of you familiar with Merced, it's kind of between M and R Street, and off of Donna there. So it is kind of adjacent to the college neighborhood there. So it's a good little location. There's a school nearby, and it is a well-established area of Merced. So again, that address is 3375 San Luis Rey Court, and that's in Merced, 95348. And it is priced at $202,000. And it is available for owner, occupants, and investors, so all bidders. So again, my name is Julie Cayley, and I hope you found this information helpful today, and I really appreciate you tuning in. And like always, you can listen to this back in playback, and you can download it on iTunes, and we'll post it on our website and a few different websites so you can listen to it at your convenience. And I really appreciate those who tuned in to listen live today as well. So again, this is Julie Cayley with Buying and Investing in HUD Homes. Today is July 31st, and I hope everybody has a wonderful day. Thank you.